Here is the Free Thought Almanac for April 4th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, April 4th, 1858, that French poet, novelist, and influential critic Rémy de Gourmand was born. He earned a bachelor's degree in law at Caen in 1879, and upon his graduation he moved to Paris. From 1881 to 1891, de Gourmand was employed by the Bibliothèque Nationale, where he began to write for general circulation periodicals. In 1886, he met Berthe de Courrières, model, mistress, and heiress of French sculptor and painter Auguste Clésigner, living with her the rest of his life. In 1891, de Gourmand published a polemic arguing that France and Germany shared an aesthetic culture and urging a rapprochement between the two countries, but French nationalists objected, and he ultimately lost his job at the Bibliothèque Nationale. His poetic works include Litanie de la Rose, 1892, Le Saint au Paradis, 1898, and Divertissement, 1912, in which his poetry ranges from ironic piety to equally ironic blasphemy. As a literary critic, he was admired by T.S. Eliot and Ezra Pound. A poet in the front rank of the symbolist school, without descending into mysticism, he was a steadfast atheist and detested all religion at a time when skepticism reigned over intellectual France. In his five-volume Promenade Philosophique, 1905, translated 1913, de Gourmand says that while religion was always a paganism to the crowd, paganism was almost always the religion of superior minds, and that God is not all that exists, but all that does not exist. Here is one example from his poetry. Que tes mains sont longues baignées, car elles sont impures, et l'ont tes péchés cachés à toutes les jointures. Le peau blanche s'étampait dans l'odeur après des caresses secrètes parmi l'ombre blanche où rampant les caresses. Et l'opale prisonnière qui se meurt à ton doigt, c'est le dernier soupir de Jésus sur la croix. That your hands are blessed because they are impure. They have sins hidden at all the joints. The white skin was soaked in the rough odor of the caresses. Secret, among the white shade where the caresses crawl, and the captive opal which dies in your finger, it is the last sigh of Jesus on the cross. Bad speeches. Disfigured by lupus later in life, de Gourmand spent his final years in seclusion. He died on the 7th of September, 1915, and was buried in Père Lachaise Cemetery, leaving Berthe de Courrières his sole heir. She died the following year and was buried next to him. De Gourmand's passionate letters to her from 1887 were published in one volume as Lettres à Sistine in 1921. This has been the Free Thought Almanac for April 4th. I'm John Mill.